Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, social networking world, ready or not, we bring to you Socially Yours, featuring Jameel Wheelball. Socially Yours is a show that shows you how to monetize social media for your business. Socially Yours airs 12 noon Eastern Time with your host, Jameel Wheelball, brought to you live by BGE Radio.
Good morning, social media world. This is Jay Wilborn. Thank you so much for meeting us live today with Socially Yours. My co-host is not here today. He has some previous engagements, but you got me, Jay Wilborn of Socially Yours, and it is so cold. Oh, my goodness, the weather just flip-flopped on us. I'm calling out of Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, and it was like 91 degrees 3 days ago, and today it's like 31. Brr. So, you know, button up, get those gloves and coats out, because it's that time of the year for all that weather. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning into Socially Yours. You can follow us on Twitter at Socially Yours. You can also locate us on Facebook. Our Facebook group is also Socially Yours. Or you can go to smevolutions.com and click on the radio show tab. Or you can just simply turn into Blog Talk Radio, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Or go to BGE Radio, also known as buildgrowandenjoy.com, and just click the Listen tab and listen to our shows live. Or you can locate our archives, all the archives that BGE Radio hosts on their radio shows. Today I have a wonderful treat for all of you. I know a lot of people are into multi-level marketing nowadays, especially with the way the economy is. You have to have a plan B and C. So today I have for your listening pleasure and for more information on how to do network marketing, what you need to do to get started, personal development, leadership development, I have James R. Davis Sr. on the line. How are you doing today, James?
I'm doing phenomenal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Can you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself? You know, before I get into the meat and potatoes of what you do financially and career-wise, I like to let people know a little bit about who you are, how you got started, who inspires and influences you. Can you go ahead and give us a little bit more background on all those on all that information?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Who inspired me? Robert Kiyosaki. I read a book about 12 years ago. My background, I used to, I come from Memphis, Tennessee, born and raised, single-parent home. Mom was a very successful salon owner for years, and she ended up, you know, getting caught up in the streets with drugs and so forth. And so, essentially, I ended up having to bounce around a lot and ended up making some bad decisions. Ended up having to go to prison for about 10 years and 8 months. Got out of prison. Really learned in prison who I was and who I was meant to become. And I really took advantage of the system because everything in there was free. And so I just knew that when I got out, I didn't want to be empty-handed. So I just took advantage of all kinds of different things. And so when I got out, very fortunate to be able to get a job as a loan officer at a company. And went from there, I knew from reading a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad while I was in prison that network marketing was going to be an avenue for me. I didn't know what company it was going to be. I knew it was going to be the opportunity for me because it really leveled the playing field for everybody. And it just really changed my whole philosophy, my whole mindset about everything that I was traditionally taught. It was just different. It was just totally different. It was a more simplified way to do things and truly get the most out of life in which we're all created to do. We're created to do different things. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have our talents, not gifts. And so we have issues and problems. And so I foresaw myself being in that system. And what I mean by that is just, you know, what I was taught. You know, go to school, get a good education, get a good job, work their job, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years and retire. Well, that's not really happening in our economy anymore. So I was introduced to network marketing, fortunately for me, by a gentleman by the name of Michael McKenzie. You know, that gentleman made a real impact on my life because he didn't know me at the time, and I was looking for an opportunity at the time and looking for a job at the same time. So to fast forward, I went from there, got a job as a loan officer, got promoted to office manager, and really had these visions and dreams and things that I had written down while I was in prison really designed my life because I wrote things down because the Bible talks about, you know, making your vision plain and writing it down. And so I just knew I had to revert back to that roadmap and implement those things that I've written down because I was blessed with an opportunity to have a job as a loan officer, get promoted to office manager, and from there, you know, I was like everybody else. I had a quote-unquote good job, but I was working a lot of hours. And so that really inspired me to become a business owner, to own my own time, to own my own check. And so fortunately for me, someone came in my life. I was ready for the opportunity, and I took advantage of it. And been in the industry now for about 12 years, been full-time now for about 8 of those years, and it's been a tremendous blessing to be able to give back and take time out to share and with people. And, you know, I just thank people like yourself for having a platform like this for us to be able to voice our stories, because I feel like everybody has a story. And it's, and every trial, every tribulation is for your growth. And it's not for you, it's for somebody else, because you're going to inspire
exactly.
somebody else when you go through that process. It's not to say, oh, look at what I've done. It's, look at, it's just to say, look at what God can do for you when you really truly submit to his will. And just allow the process to work itself out.
Exactly. And oh my goodness, before you go on, let's rewind a little bit because you have shared quite a bit of information within the first 5 minutes of the show. Let's rewind. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, so I do apologize for, you know, some of the situations that you have gone through. However, I am a true believer that a lot of stuff that we go through helps mold and shape our lives and our future and our destinies. Now, you said something about your mom. You said she was as well an entrepreneur as well. So is that maybe where you got the little bug from initially?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she was never home. I mean, and then when she was home, she had women in the house all the time. She was a beautician. And she worked for people for a while, and then she essentially owned her own salon. So, yeah, I kind of got that inspiration from her. The hustle, you know, she stayed in the shop, and when she came home, you know, she was doing everybody in the neighborhood's hair. So, you know, yeah, I would say that she was my first inspiration as far as business, you know, really having a drive to get up and go get it because she was a single parent. You know, my father wasn't around. And she had to do what she had to do for me. And essentially, she ended up making some bad decisions. But, yes, she definitely inspired me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. I understand that. So, again, let me go ahead and rewind a little bit. You were stating that you were taught to go to school, get a good to finish school, go to school, get a good education, and then that way you'll get a good job. But that was the total opposite, basically, of what your mom told you. So that was instilled in you at a very young age. And you went on to pursue that. You know, I commend you because I can't – I know quite a few people that have been in prison, some family members, and they have not aspired to half the greatness that you have aspired to at such a young age with the circumstances that you have been given. So kudos to you hand claps to you, high fives, and gold stars. That you can advantage, I can't say take advantage, but that you allowed your situation that you were in to make you a better person, because number one, you were alone, so you had nothing but to figure out who you were and to be alone with yourself. And with that, you took advantage of the fact that you could educate yourself and do something better as opposed to what the situation that you were in. So I am so happy that you have broke the mold, because that therein could have caused a generational curse, and you've already, that's a whole spiritual implementation that we're not going to go into right now because that's a whole other show. But that you set on a path to make sure that you left a legacy for your children, and that you may become a good role model for those that are in prison, because that's a whole other niche right there. I don't know if you even want to delve down that road, because, again, you don't ever know anybody's mindset while they're in prison, why they went to prison, and what they're doing while they're in there. But, however, you broke that mold, and now you are inspiration to those that are in that situation that, you know what, man, I can go to prison and still have a life once I get out. Because I personally know a guy here in Texas, he's struggling because he was in prison. They don't want to do anything, you know, give him a job. They don't want to give him an apartment. They don't, I mean, it's like a really bad situation. And I remember hearing, I've heard a couple of your seminars and speeches and I remember hearing you say that you went to prison, and I was like, I would have never known had you not shared that information, had you not been transparent enough to share that information with us. And I just want to reach out to those people who are listening, who don't think that they can do anything after they've been given a sentence of whatever it might be in life, or have been put in the situation where they lost their parents. Because, oh my goodness, you've lost your mother. You made bad decisions. You went to jail. You came out of jail and you changed your life, and you have not gone down that road again. And I needed people to hear that story in depth, and then where you are now. So let's fast forward to 2013, and let's say 2010 maybe, and explain to people what decisions you decided to make and what personal development you decided to take to go into multi-level marketing and how successful it has been for you. Please do share.
I'm real big on personal development because I understand that you're not going to be great just being average or just being good or just being who you are. You know, it's a growing process. So for me, you know, early on, I understood two things about generational wealth, about going on that path. Number one, I had to associate with people that were on that path. Number two, I had to commit to personal development and become someone who people would be inspired by. You know, so for me, you know, there's several books that I just really enveloped in, and I continue to envelop myself in. That it's a daily commitment for me. You know, 10 pages a day, that's what I do every single day. I read at least 10 pages a day, and I'm normally up in the mornings and I'm watching something on YouTube inspirational every morning, because I understand you have to, in embracing personal development, you got to understand something. If you're 40 years old, if you're 50, if you're 18, if you're 35, you've been taught a certain thing, a certain way for a certain amount of time. And what you have to do to go on a journey of personal development, you got to understand that you have the capability to program your mind, reprogram your mind. And if you can see it, then you can achieve it. If you have a vision for something, you can achieve it. And personal development is so key to understanding that, understanding the power that you possess and having that. and then just acting on whatever it is that you want and keeping the things written down that you say you want in front of you, because they're going to be distractions along the way. You know, they're going to be life is going to happen. You know, death is going to happen in your family. You know, I've been homeless on this journey of being an entrepreneur. My car's been repossessed. So it's been, you know, all of it is to be able to reach back and say, look, I've been there, I've done that. If I can do it, then you can do it. But let's give God the glory for it and let's keep on moving.
Exactly. Sorry about that. Exactly. And I totally agree with you. You have to unthink some of the stigma that you have been taught as a child. I mean, not even so much even career-wise, just the way you do things. And, oh, my God, I have been in a place where I have been distracted and got off course. So I clearly understand that totally. And you know what? It looks like we have a caller in the queue. Okay, I have 662-7673. Do you want to speak to James? 662-7673. Go ahead and unmute your phone by hitting *6, I believe. Okay, maybe they didn't want to talk. Maybe they just want to listen, James. But no, I understand. You know, every show I do, every single show that I have done this year, it all comes back to almost the same exact theme. The theme is personal development and transparency. It is always the same exact theme, because you cannot try to implement a mindset or try to incorporate or even share information if you're not being honest with yourself and then honest with the people that you're trying to get in. So therein lies the transparency. And then it always falls back to that personal development. With the personal development, what are the top, besides Rich Dad and Poor Dad, James, what are the top 5 books that you recommend to anybody wanting to get involved in changing their life? Not even just career, not even just multi-level marketing, but just having a shift in paradigm if they want a promotion on the job, or if they're looking to get married and they want to find that special someone. What are the top 5 books that you recommend?
Wow. Off the top of my head, the top 5 books. Number one would be Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Leffers. I believe it's her last name, L-E-F-F-E-R-S. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway is one of them. The Law of Recognition by Mike Murdock. That's another one I would recommend. The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson will be another one. Think and Grow Rich.
By Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm. Will be another one. And then the last one would be Developing the Leader Within You by John C. Maxwell. And I would
Those are awesome books. I've read 3 of the 5.
Yeah. I would want to say on top of that, any book by John C. Maxwell, any book by Napoleon Hill, get the collection of it. Any book by Jeff Olson as well.
I agree, and I've actually met Jeff Olson in person. He's phenomenal, as well as Les Brown, and you're right, and that you could name them is awesome, and that is how it should be inside of you. that is how it should come out of you that easily. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you know what? People need to know. You know, they need to know that that's in you, that is inside of you, and that's how it should come out of you when you are truly doing those things to align yourself for success. Go ahead.
I mean, if you say you want success, people always say that they want success. You know, saying it and doing it is two different things. It reminds me of a story I was told of three birds on the telephone pole. And they were all complaining about, you know, the local marketplace, you know, that there's a shortage of food and, you know, a lot of them just complaining all on this telephone pole. Well, the gentleman says, well, three of them decides to leave. He said, no, well, two of them decides to leave. How many of them are left? I said, well, there's one left. He said, no, it's three of them left. Because they decided to leave, they didn't leave. They still stayed there. That's what people do. They make a decision, but they don't act on their decision. So if you want success, you have to just go get success. And one of the things that you have to align with success is success hordes. You have to find the quickest way to get to where you want to be is find out who it is in the arena where you want to be at, the top five people in that arena, figure out what they're doing. You got a book out, get it. Anything pertaining to that book, get it. People don't think that books can change their lives. I used to be like that. I wasn't a real smart guy in school. I just did what I needed to do to get by. But once I got in this industry, I love books because I know when I get a book, like I'm reading four books right now. When someone gives me a book, I know I'm going to be a different person than I was when I first read the book because I got different information into my mind. And if I apply the information, then my life goes in a totally different direction in which it was in because the only thing I was ever exposed to was all I ever wanted to become. And if your mind is not exposed to anything else, then that's all that you see. That's all you're going to ever want to be. So that's why you got to envelop yourself in personal development and in books because it exposes your mind. It expands your mind to so many different things, so many different avenues, and then the world just starts to conspire to do you good and success just comes. So to answer your question earlier, where things are in 2013, it's phenomenal. You know, I get the opportunity now to travel all over the world and share my story and inspire people and help people get healthy and help people make, you know, change their economy from home, and it's an amazing thing to be able to do. So I just thank God for the opportunity. I really, really do.
Exactly. Exactly. And I thank God for your obedience in doing what you need to do because ultimately that's where it ultimately lies, you heeding the call that you've been giving and walking down that path and down that destiny. A lot of times that road is very thin and narrow. You're the only one on it. And sometimes it's dark, but you got to do it. And a lot of people don't choose to do it. So that's awesome. And if you're just tuning in to Socially Yours, with me, your host, Jay Wilborn, and I have a co-host who's not here today, Ross Dixon. We're talking to James R. Davis Sr., and he is talking about leadership development, developing yourself as a person, and perfecting yourself through books and changing your paradigm and your shift. And if you want to listen, dial in at 347-215-8709. If you want to ask him any questions, dial that number again, and that's 347-215-8709. And this is Socially Yours, powered by BGE Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And, James, I wanted to go ahead, and you had kind of segued into where I wanted to go with our next segment about mentorship, about putting yourself in front of the five successful people that are doing it big in whatever industry or whatever path that you want to take. Can you go ahead and talk a little bit about that?
I think that's the reason why, well, one of the reasons why we have a bankruptcy problem, 22 million people, unemployed problem, you know, people depending on the government assistance, I think that's a very key missing element along the process of going through traditional systems, which is going to school for 12 years and then going to college for 4 years, accumulating a debt that, you know what I'm saying, you know, that whole system. You know, a mentor needs to be nowhere along that process is mentorship really emphasized and stressed. I mean, true mentorship, not teachers that never done what they're teaching. Mentors, people that have done it, people that have went through the trenches. And for me, that has been one of the absolute things that have changed my life, because it's association. It's just associating with people that are willing to give you knowledge, that are willing to help you out. And network marketing is really the only industry where you can go. I mean, you just can't walk into a Starbucks and say, hey, who's the owner? And go in there and say, look, mentor me. He's probably busy. You know, you may get some resistance there. You see what I'm saying? So from a traditional store or a big major corporation, you're an employee of that corporation. You can't just go all over. A lot of times you don't even know who the boss is in corporate America. So it's a lot of,
exactly.
I think that mentors, if people were appointed a mentor, you know, several mentors, I have so many mentors. Now listen, watch this. A lot of, probably 90% of my mentors I've never met personally. They're mentors of mine through YouTube, through books. That's why I suggested that you get all of, you know, Brian Tracy's books, all of, you know, Napoleon Hill's books. Let them mentor you, even while Napoleon Hill is in the grave. Do you realize that he's mentored millions of people, and that gentleman's been dead for years?
Yeah,
so
that's powerful.
It's something that you mentioned earlier that's very powerful, that people, if they would just get this, you said, if they would just get this, then their lives will be totally different. It's a choice. You said it earlier, it's a choice. It's a decision. It's a daily decision. And that's what the book, The Slight Edge, by Jeff Olson. If you read that book, watch how your daily habits change if you implement what that book suggests that you do. Because it's so profound, it's so transparent. It smacks you right in your face. And really, you just look at, you really evaluate, okay, what am I doing every single day to become unhealthy? What am I doing every single day and my relationship is not being successful? What can I do more? What can I do better? You see what I'm saying? What can I improve? What can I become a bigger person in this situation and improve this situation? Because the bottom line is, look, you only live once. You know, you only live once. How do you want people to do your eulogy? Do you want people to lie at your eulogy? You want people to tell the truth. You see what I'm saying? You burnt those bridges along the way. So it's not, you know, reciprocity is real. What you do unto others, it will come back on you. And that's what
life
is all about. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
You know, giving back, creating empires like we were meant to create. That's just the way I see it, you know.
And I agree with you. I totally agree with you. You know, I had a gentleman on my show a couple months back. His name was Eddie Hogan, and he's also a mentor. He's into content marketing, so on and so forth. And he said something to me that I haven't forgotten. And he said that he mentors so many people, and he gives them instructions on what to do, and they never do it. And, you know, I also recall one of my mentors telling me, if you want to see if somebody's really, truly real about doing something, give them a set of instructions. And if they do those instructions, they're serious. And, you know, I hear you say that you get up every morning and you do your personal development, be it affirmations or confessions or listening to YouTube or reading 10 pages a day. Can you
let people know how real and how true, how that from the day that you didn't do it to the day that you've been doing it, the transformation and what has changed and what shift in your paradigm has occurred because of it?
Well, to put it in terms where people can understand it, when I wasn't doing it, I was working a job I loved doing, but I was working about 100 hours a week. I was earning about $58,000 a year when I wasn't doing it. When I start doing it, for the past 8 years now, I've been able to work from home and make twice as that amount of income and enjoy my freedom and raise my children and be the father who I've always wanted to be and give back and travel and mentor and go back into some of the prisons and give back and show those guys that, look, this is what's possible. You know, and just really do what God created me to do, which is, you know, impact my generation and generations to come. Because when I got two children now. So, you know, the simple daily discipline of watching, getting up every single day and habitually, consciously, awarenessly saying, okay, make this decision. Go watch this video because it's going to help. You're going to get something from it today. Expect something from it today. Whatever you expect from it, that's what you're going to get. And more. Okay?
Exactly.
And a pad ready, writing it down. And that's just been a habit. I write down the thoughts that I got from that. A lot of times I post, you know, on Facebook. And so it's just, it's the habit of not doing it, the habit of doing it. And the outcome has been drastic. My whole lifestyle has changed from doing it. You see what I'm saying? And so with the possibilities of making in a month what I was making in a year. And I know that sounds ridiculous to some people because, again, it goes back to that's all they've been exposed to, $40,000 a year, $100,000 a year. People have not been exposed to $100,000 a month. I mean, I know none of my friends in my neighborhood made that kind of money. Well, not wanting to brag about it, be in front of a room and presenting, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't legal, you see what I'm saying? It wasn't legal. So, I mean, that's the difference. That is the difference. That is the God's honest truth difference. If you do it every day, that's the struggle. The struggle is you're going to always be dealing with, don't do it, should I do it? You know, whatever. You're going to have that voice. But once you, it takes, I can't remember the book that I read that talked about 21 days to develop a habit. If you get into a habit of saying no to that voice, 21 days of you committing to doing something, it becomes easier to do that activity and resist that thing that kept you in the beginning. And it all comes down to a decision. So it can change your life, folks. I'm telling you. That's how it's drastically changed my life and everybody's lives that I know that is committed to the same process. That's what's so amazing. I have so many people to model that participated in that system, the 3%ers that we often talk about in this industry. You know, easy to become wealthy, do what the wealthy are doing. That's what I was talking about. That's what I've been doing for the past 12 years. And one of those activities is just getting up every day and committing to that process.
And that's so powerful and yet so difficult. Because, again, we have been brainwashed, dare I say it, we've been brainwashed into thinking. I mean, it's kind of like a financial slavery. You know, get up, go to work. Work your 40 plus hours, come home, go to sleep, do it again the next day, get up, go to work. You know, I mean, it's just, you are building somebody else's dream that you're on a 9-to-5. Let's be real. It's great that people are doing the things that James is doing, but you're building James's dream if you go to work for him as opposed to working with him. as a partner or as a business leader or what may have you. Am I correct, James? Hello?
Say it again. Yes.
I said, am I correct? No, I was just saying, am I correct? You're helping build somebody else's dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, and I feel this is my philosophy about that. If you have the same energy to do that for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you have the same exact energy to do it for yourself, part-time. The difference
Did you say part-time?
The difference is the outcome, you know. Same discipline, same commitment, but to give it to yourself and be willing to invest it in yourself. With the,
exactly.
The same commitment. I guarantee you, the things that you want and desire and say that you want and desire relationship-wise, spiritually, financially, time-wise, it will come to pass. Daily decision, doing a certain activity that's conducive to doing the resulting, the yielding the result that you said you want. You know, that's commitment. Commitment is doing the thing that you said you wanted long after the feeling in which you said it is gone. That's commitment.
Yep. Yes, it is. Because Lord knows. And it's not easy. Because I think back a year from now, some of the things that I have put in place that I've done, didn't think they were going to work, but now I'm reaping the benefits of it. You know, like this show. I've met some wonderful people and have opened up some wonderful opportunities because I went ahead, you know, I have a mentor. I have a couple of mentors, but my main mentor, she's like, Jay, you know what? She hits me upside the head like almost every day because it's what I need. You know, I need someone to say, you know what? I'm doing this thing. You need to listen to me. You need to do it this way, and this is what's going to happen. And because I listen to her, now don't get me wrong, it's not always easy because sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. Sometimes we just don't want to hear the truth because hearing the truth means that we have to make a change. And sometimes we don't want to make that change because we're so comfortable in our yuckiness. I'm just going to keep it real. We're so comfortable in all our yuckiness. Oh, no, I'm comfortable going and getting a paycheck because it's guaranteed to me. Well, let me tell you something out there, y'all. A paycheck's not guaranteed to you because if Big Brother in the Sky, you're tired of seeing you every day and you have met your quota to meet his dreams, he will say goodbye. No 2 weeks notice. No notice whatsoever. Just thank you for giving us all your ideas, all your time, all your energy. I'm done with you. Goodbye. Then what are you going to do? And you have to walk. You can't be afraid. That's where a lot of this is, just fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failing. And, you know, with failing, there lies success because hopefully with failing, you know to do something different and try it again differently and get back up and dust yourself off and keep it moving.
That's the beauty.
James, I know, right?
That's the beauty.
I mess up so much.
Yeah.
My mentor will tell you, I screw up on a daily. I'm always doing something. Right? She's like, Jay! And I'm just like, I'm sorry, okay. And sometimes I get mad. I'm not going to lie. I get pissed off. And then I have to step back and say, you know what? Suck it up. Do what you need to do. She's doing those things that you want to do. So either you can be right and be mad and be broke, or do those things that you're supposed to be doing, be successful, and be financially prosperous.
Absolutely. You know, makes me think about a mentor right there in your backyard who you know personally, that I know personally, who is my mentor now. He's been actively my mentor for the past couple of years. His name is Tim Miller, and he always talks.
Me too.
Yeah, he always talks about, you know, having no ego when it comes to certain things. You know, you got to put ego down. And
yes.
It just makes me think about that thought when you just said that. But he talks about that. You really have to. You got to put your head down to get where you want to go sometimes.
Yep, that's who I got that from. And Tim Miller is also one of my mentors. I have known Tim since 2004. And let me tell y'all something. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't bring it to him. Because Tim is not about excuses. Excuses are nothing but planned lies. And he is not trying to hear it. He's not trying to, you know, Tim, this is a shout-out to my big brother in Fort Worth, Texas, Tim Miller, one of my mentors. And, yeah, you're right. You know, you have to do the things that successful people are doing, and Tim is doing it up big. He is. And you can either be mad at him, not listen to him. You're going to be exactly right where you are, doing exactly what you're doing for the next however many years that you want to be hard-headed and not do it.
You know, I don't want anybody to think that success is easy. It's not easy. It's simple.
Oh, no.
The process is simple. The applications are simple because it's making a decision, but it's not easy.
No.
Because we're human. We're emotional people.
Yep.
Right. And we have lives. We have children. We have jobs. And we got peer pressure. And we got television. If I can give anybody any one piece of advice, my presence being on this call, on this radio show, is turn the TV off for 6 months.
And yeah, watch what you get accomplished.
Yeah, turn the TV off for 6 months. And if you say you want that $400,000 house, you say you want that husband, you say you want that wife, you say you want high-paying position at your company, cut the television off for 6 months. What am I going to do with the TV off, James? Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what do you need to do? Because you just gave up something. You got to give up something in order to get something. You just gave it up. You made that decision to give it up. So now you got to just, what I would do and what I do is what I do is personal development. I just envelop myself into that. Now I'm talking wellness. I'm back in the gym now, getting my body back right. So I'm getting my mind right, my spirit, my body, my finances, everything, working on everything because it's a continuation. It's a process. It's a progression through life. It's what life is all about, continuing to grow, getting wiser, and passing that information on down generations to come. And like I mentioned, just creating empires. And being the kings and queens that we truly are meant to be while we're on this earth. You know,
exactly.
I often say that too many people live their life as if they're going to come back and try it again next time. But there is no next time. But why waste time when there is no next time?
As the young people would say, YOLO.
Right.
They have a totally wrong mentality behind that, but there's truth in it. There's some truth in everything. James, you know what? You have given us something to think about, and you had said to those people, my radio listeners, and everybody who's tuning in today, turn the TV off, and you said, James, what are you going to be doing? Well, if you don't know what to do, give James a holler. How can they get a hold of you, James? He can tell you what to do.
Well, you mean if you turn the TV off for 6 months, what do you need to do?
Yeah, I was saying if they really don't know what to do, they can get in contact with you. You can give them an outline of what they need to be doing. How can they get in contact with you to do just that?
Great. All right, this is for the person that has like a job, 9 to 5. All right, you got those hours already carved out. You know you got to sleep. You know you got to get your rest. So you got to really look at your schedule. I would advise everybody to listen to get a calendar. If you're not looking at a calendar every single day, commanding your day, you're just missing the boat. So get a calendar and look at your day. All right, if you work from 9 to 5 and you're one of those people that get up, it's 8:30. Rushing to work. Sometimes you gotta make the adjustment in your schedule, that workout in, if you wanna get that personal development in, okay? When you get off. I know a lot of times you got kids, you got family things that you do. But I guarantee you most people at some point you sit down, you relax, you put on the television. that could be the time that you can get that book and envelop yourself in that book. Go ahead and go somewhere else than where you are. Make that decision. Because when you get through reading that book, you're going to be at another place than where you were. So get excited about reading. That's what really, I had to really make myself read. And I go to sleep a lot when I read. That's why I don't read for like 10 pages a day. Because I go to sleep, it makes me sleepy. Okay? But what keeps me excited about reading is I'm constantly getting information. I'm constantly going places with this information. So that's what I would do as far as the personal development aspect of it. Second thing I would do is, what are you passionate about? What do you love doing? I identify with that. And then start contributing to doing something conducive to monetizing that passion. Whatever that passion is, I guarantee you, you can monetize it some kind of way. Somebody else is doing it. So,
most definitely.
I mean, that's what I would do. I would spend that other 30 minutes or hour researching what it is. How can I monetize my passion? The third thing is, if you like some people, they just don't know what they don't know what to do. They're 35 years old. They still haven't figured out what they want to do with their lives. I would suggest network marketing. Because network marketing helps you discover your passion. This industry has helped me discover what my passion was. Before then, I was just trying to get a job, and I got a good job. But I kept that book stayed in my mind, network marketing, and then the opportunity came. And I said, bam, this is it. I didn't have the presence of mind to actively go out looking for a network marketing company. I just knew in the back of my mind that I had read this book and it had expanded my mind, but I needed to get a job. And when I got that job and the timing was right for me, I just took advantage of it. So those are the three things that I would say do immediately. If you cut the TV off and you got one of those busy schedules like that, then that's what I would do. Okay? Now, if you don't have a job, if you're looking for a job and you're lost and you don't really know what to do, here's what I would do if I was you. I would hurry up and try to find a mentor. There are programs in your local community that will help you discover that as well. Without income, community centers, churches. You get around people that have your solution. If you don't have a job and you're out looking for a job, when you stay in the hood doesn't have your solution. The hood ain't got nothing but trouble for you. So you had to make a decision to find out what is the local church community. Something is going on in your community where you can participate in to expand your mind, to get your mind out of where you are. And through that, hopefully and prayerfully, you'll discover something that will develop. They got Boys Camp. I can't remember the name of that school people used to go to at a younger age. But they would go there for a couple of years, come back, a little bit more discipline, a little bit more skill, dressed a little bit more differently, pants pulled up, you know, like an army type of a situation. So, but you got to want it. You got to want to change, for real. You got to really, 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 you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you got to identify why. Why are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You know, and really write those things down, identify with those things, and then implement those steps that I just mentioned. That's what I would do, and cutting off the television, because you only have 24 hours in a day. And when you start to add up the hours you spend in front of the television a week, that's a lot of time that you could have been investing in. Like, for example, in network marketing, throughout my career, we've had systems. Traditionally, it's been like a Sunday night call, for an example, about 30 minutes. Watch this, 30 minutes. Monday night call, 30 minutes. And a local business briefing environment, you know, what I would call a CEO positive environment. Everybody, all the, you know, motivated people get once a week and commit to that system over and over again, week after week, month after. And that alone has just really transpired and changed my life, that discipline alone. has changed my life. So it's the simple discipline that people have to identify with and understand that that's what's going to give them the success that they want. But you got to really want it. You got to identify why you want it. And then you got to implement these things. Get your calendar. Look at what are you doing every day? Do you get up every morning? Do you spend 30 minutes in front of the television? In the evening, how much time are you spending there? What can you replace that time with? So I'm just giving you some little things. A lot of you guys spend a lot of time on Facebook. Look, there are a lot of personal development stuff on Facebook. Go to the search bar, type in Napoleon Hill. These little things that's available for you that you can participate in that could drastically change your life if you make a choice. You can turn the TV off, pick up a book. That's a choice. Nobody's putting guns against your head. You can make that simple decision. You can sit on the couch, eat Doritos and chips, and honey buns, or you can get up, go to the gym, work out. It's a decision. You see what I'm saying? But it's the success comes when you do it over a period of time. It's not doing it for 2 weeks. I said 6 months. You can't get 2 weeks frustrated and be like, oh, my God, I got to watch my Scandal. No, you don't. They already know. I know I'm going to step on some toes right now, but that's why I am where I am right now. Because I understood that I gotta give up some things in order to get to what I want to get. So, you know, you ain't got to watch Scandal. Because guess what? Here's why you don't have to watch Scandal. Number one, look at your circumstance. Are you where you want to be at in life? No. Why are they want to be where they want to be in life? Yep. Why are you sitting there supporting their vision and yours is suffering? That's why. I think that's a legitimate reason why I need to skip the Scandal. Put it on DVR for 6 months. Record it for 6 months. You just got to watch it that bad. You know what I'm saying? So there's always more than one way to skin a cat. I was always told that.
I'm sitting here being quiet because I like Scandal, so.
Yeah, there's more than one way. You got to go cold turkey and watch it. You know, there are ways to record it, and you can get back to it. I promise you that. You can get back to it. But you got to be willing to give up something and replace that with some kind of activity that is conducive to what you say you want. You say you want, okay, you want freedom. Okay, well, then what are you going to do to get freedom? Every day, it has to be something every day that you're doing that builds up to you having that. You see what I'm saying? It's really common sense. But
that's a whole nother subject. common sense, yeah. Some folks don't have common sense, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey,
but,
I'm keeping it real.
I mean, but like you mentioned, though, people are afraid of change. You know, let's be honest. I was afraid of change. You are afraid of change sometimes.
Yep,
we just have to, through personal development, though, we understand that fear is just a word.
It'll hold you back. Yep.
It's just a word. We get it. It's just a word. Why do we fear? But before we get that, I mean, it'll keep you broken, unhealthy. If you really think about it. Fear.
Yep. Yep, and there y'all have it, folks. He shot straight from the hip, hit you in the chin, kind of give you a sucker punch in the stomach without you seeing it coming. Gather your breath. It's all right. James, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your story and being transparent and just keeping it real. If anybody needs to get a hold of you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, all those social networks that you may be a part of, how can they get a hold of you?
Very simple. Just go to kingjamessenior.info. King James Senior.
Wow! He said King James Senior. Now, if that ain't some confession, I don't know what it is. KingJamesSenior.com. That is powerful. .info.
.info. Yeah, and then they'll scroll down and they'll see all of the connects to my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. my YouTube channel. All of that is
wow.
there. So in one spot.
So all y'all need to utilize King James here as one of your morning rituals on his YouTube channel. James, thank you, King James. See, now we'll be calling you King James now. King James, thank you so much for your time, for your energy, because you know what, time is money, and you just gave me some of your time that you can't give back. But it was very beneficial because now we have educated our listeners on how to become free of their jobs by doing something for themselves, building their dreams and their legacy. Thank you so much for your information and for sharing that with our listeners. Thank you all for listening to Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. We are in the top 300 of 15,000 platforms, y'all. That is powerful. That is how powerful we are. We are that bad, okay? So, y'all, make sure you tune in. Stay tuned, and I want to give a shout-out to my co-host who's not here today, Ross Dixon. Ross, I'm holding it up for you. And for all of those of you that are listening, tune back in next month. I'll be here. This is Jay Wilborn, and I am Socially Yours. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, y'all.
We would like to thank you for joining in to Socially Yours. Please tune in next time to Socially Yours with your host, Jamil Wilborn. Socially Yours is brought to you by BGE Radio. Sound and audio by Unorthodox Radio.